The Richmond Ballet is performing their Studio 2 world premiere of Kate Sharpatowska, one of her new works, and also a tribute to Marcel Marceau, and that is by Malcolm Byrne. I'm very pleased to welcome to the studio Thomas Raglan and Elena Bello, two of the dancers from Richmond Ballet, to the studio. Thanks for coming by today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
That was a bit of a mouthful to get out there. But tell us a little bit about Studio 2, what we can expect this weekend.
Well, Studio 2 is actually one of our favorite things to do because we always have a new choreographer that comes in and sets a brand new piece, a world premiere on the Richmond Ballet. And we were so grateful to have Kate Sharpatowska come in and set her piece, The Scar Bouquets. It's a beautiful piece. It was set to Brahms, and it's just very flowy and innovative, and we're so excited to be able to do new things like that. And then we also have a tribute by Malcolm Byrne, and it's a tribute to Marcel Marceau. And Marcel Marceau died in 2007, I believe. And Malcolm, it was one of Malcolm's favorite mimes.
Yes. Yes. We love mimes.
He loves mimes. And so he actually created this piece as a tribute to him and giving homage to Marcel Marceau's idols, which are Jean Gaspard, Charlie Chaplin, and Arthur Marx. And so the whole entire thing is just a tribute to his idols. And also there's always a muse. So we have Valerie Telmon playing the muse, and she's just spunky and beautiful and so nice.
When is she not?
Right.
And so now the world premiere by Kate Sharpatowska.
Sharpatowska.
Okay. That's a challenging name.
It is.
Now, that is based on some music of Johannes Brahms, for those of you listening. Tell us a little bit about this new work. What is it like? What is it different? I know you've done another premiere of hers, Polaris.
Yes, we did. So basically, when she first came, she said a piece called Polaris. Basically, that was kind of her set was in space, you know, like we're dancing in space, and you know, it's like really dark. She had eight guys starting like on the ground, and we're like crawling, going to a different spot where you have like the girls like dropping like glitter out of their hands. So it's like very, you know, it's very different. And then this ballet she created is totally different. You know, it starts off with all the dancers on stage, they walk off, and you have one guy, Fernando, actually looking at the audience. He pulls out a rose. Maggie comes from behind him, smells it, and then like the dance begins. It's really gorgeous. And then also at the end of the ballet, they all come together and have like a special little
treat
for the audience to see. I don't want to give it away. That means you have to come to see
That's
it.
That's right.
But was very creative, though, really. And she's amazing to work with. We all love her a lot. So we were definitely happy to have her back with us.
So what's different about these two works tonight? What is a little bit more unique than something you would traditionally do?
Well, the first ballet, A Tribute, is very classical. Okay. And then the second piece is more contemporary. So you have a different variety. And like with when we say classical, like Valerie, she's, you know, she's on point. And then you also have the three gentlemen that's doing three different solos, but they're, you know, classical solos variations. And then with Kate's, it's more like grounded, and actually the girls get to wear like jazz boots.
Oh my God, it's awesome. So, like, we never get to wear anything different.
Yeah,
so we're really excited to do that.
Right, so like the shoes are different. You know, even the guys get to wear the jazz boots too. So, you know, it's all like, oh, we ran some different shoes on stage. All right. You know, it's not your usual typical ballet shoes or point shoes. You know, we're like in jazz boots out there.
So does that make it more challenging to do some of your moves?
Actually, yes.
Yeah. A little bit.
Our feet are a little bit. It's hard to point your feet in the jazz boots because they lace up all the way to your ankle. So pointing your feet's a little difficult, but we
make it work.
Yeah, we make it work. Yes.
And I don't think that people realize how much practice goes into this, and it can be a little scary in your rehearsals, can it?
Absolutely. I mean, I was just saying earlier how I felt as if we do so many things that we can basically fall and hurt ourselves at any point in the day. We get up every day, knowing that we don't know what the day is going to bring.
Yes.
So it's a little scary at times. People have injured themselves, broken their feet in the middle of class. We work from 10 to 6:30 every day. Sometimes your body gets tired. It wears down on you. And I was just saying to Thomas that I wonder if normal people, you know, like accountants or secretaries, fear for their lives when they go to work, because I do sometimes, and I just don't understand.
Yeah. It's true. It's true, because you never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
Yes.
And it takes a toll, I know, on your body. Speaking of which, it's time for Thomas to retire, I understand, at the end of this season. So what's ahead for you?
What's ahead of me?
And by the way, Thomas is from Richmond, born and bred in Richmond.
Born and raised in Richmond, Virginia. For me personally, I think it's just time for me to spread my wings and just see what's out there in the world. You know, I've been here for so long, and I have been with Richmond Ballet for 10 seasons with the professional company. You know, I came into school in 1999, and I grew into school, did the school program, the training program, and an apprentice program. And, you know, I have learned a lot with the artistic staff, my dance teachers, like everyone. They have, you know, trained me so well, and I have learned a lot. And so now I feel like it's time for me just to go out and spread my wings and see other things and show my talent to other people. You know, I'm still going to be dancing, but I'm just retiring from Richmond Ballet.
I do have to say, though, we are going to be so sad to lose him. He is probably one of the funniest people in the studio. He makes light of every situation. And, you know, if we go into work and we're all kind of like a little bit sad or just, you know, tired, he bumps up the music in the beginning of the day, and we have no idea what he's going to play.
But he is a star.
Thank you.
No, I'm going to miss everyone, too. I am.
He has literally come up through the ranks, like many of the dancers at the Richmond Ballet, because, Elena, you've done the same thing.
I have. I've been at the Richmond Ballet for 7 years. I started out as an apprentice for 2 years, and then the apprentice program turned into Richmond Ballet 2. So then I ended up changing over from apprentice to the Richmond Ballet 2 program on my third year here. And then after that, I was promoted into the full company. So this is my fourth season with the main company. And I grew up in Jersey City, New Jersey. And I took classes in New York, and I somehow made my way down to Richmond. I mean, I would change it for the world.
A good old Jersey girl coming down to the South.
I know. A little bit strange. Everyone's too nice here.
It's a little different up north.
It's very different.
So these shows, I should point out, Studio 2 is sold out for tonight, but tomorrow night at 6:30 and 8:30. And Sunday afternoon, 2 and 4.
Yes.
So people can still purchase tickets to all four of those shows at richmondballet.com. Mm-hmm. Now, there's more coming up for the end of the season because, Thomas, you are retiring, but you've got a couple more shows.
Yes.
Studio 3 and then the Joyce
Preview.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what's coming up in that's April and May.
Yes. So we have Studio 3 coming up, where we're going to be performing Eterno, choreographed by Sal. And also, we're going to be doing a New Works ballet by Matthew Frayne. He's actually in the professional company, so it's kind of cool to work with
your colleague.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I love it.
We go to the studio and we just joke around, and then we're like, all right, we got to get back to business.
Exactly.
Because, you know, I know we just like to joke around sometimes, but we got to pay attention.
Yes. And then we're also going to be doing another Malcolm's piece called Paul Glazunov, and that's a pas de deux that we'll be performing as well. Mm-hmm. And then for the Joyce Preview, we'll be performing Lift the Fallen by Ma Kong, Swipe by Val Canaparoli, Paul Glazunov again with Malcolm, and Kate's Polaris by Kate.
And then we're going up to New York.
Yes, you're going back
performing
home.
Performing in the Joyce, so we're going to my hometown.
Yeah.
Someone's excited.
I am very excited.
Yes.
It's like going to be a family reunion there.
Yeah. I'm more excited to ride the train. Because I haven't been on the train since I was like 16. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on the train. So we're taking the train in New York, so I'm excited to ride the train. But also excited to be in New York, too.
Well, it's great having both of you here in the studio. And Elena, looking forward, what are some of your aspirations for future performances here at the ballet?
Well, I just recently have done the lead role of Puck in the Midsummer Night's Dream that we previously have done.
She was amazing in that.
It was very amazing, and it was a huge experience for me to show everyone my artistic value and also the things that I can do. And so I'm hoping to look forward to more lead roles, and hopefully I was able to show my artistic director and the artistic staff my abilities of being able to carry an audience all the way through an entire full-length ballet. So I'm really excited for the future on that.
Following in Thomas's footsteps. Well, Thomas, good luck to you.
Thank you. We're so thrilled
you could stop by. Have fun this weekend.
Yeah. I will.
Studio 2, the Richmond Ballet, tomorrow and Sunday. Check it out, richmondballet.com. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you.